and welcome to Poetry Soup. I'm your host, Emma Catherine Hoff. Today I'll be reading a folk song, a short poem by the great Slovenian poet Tomas Šalamon. Tomas Šalamon was born July 4th, 1941 in Zagreb, Croatia. He was married to the writer and journalist Marusa Krese, and then to the painter Metka Krasovic. He wrote 39 books of poetry during his lifetime, 9 of which were translated into English. 2 of these books are The Collected Poems of Tomas Šalamon and Woods and Chalices. He won the European Prize for Poetry and the Pushcart Prize, among other awards. He had 2 children, Anna Šalamon and David Šalamon. Tomas Šalamon was greatly influenced by the American poets Walt Whitman, Frank O'Hara, and John Ashbery, and their styles come across in his work. Tomas Šalamon's poem, My First Time in New York City, for instance, reflects the sensibility and cool fascination of New York City, as so much of Frank O'Hara's work does. And his poem, History, is similar to Whitman's Son of Myself, in the way that it talks about himself, saying things like, Tomas Šalamon is a sphere rushing through the air. Šalamon died on December 27, 2014, in Ljubljana, Slovenia, at the age of 73. Most of Šalamon's poems are short and focus on memory, experience, or poetry itself. The poem I'll be reading today, Folk Song, is only 8 lines. Still, there's a lot to talk about. Many of Tomas Šalamon's poems have a sort of stream of consciousness feel, where they include lots of details about many things that Šalamon sees. However, his shortest poems are often centered around just one topic, packing so much meaning into very few lines. An example of this is Folk Song. This poem is part of a book by Tomas Šalamon called The 4 Questions of Melancholy, which was originally published in 1997. The poem was translated by Charles Simic, also an amazing poet, who died recently on January 9th. Every true poet is a monster. He destroys people and their speech. His singing elevates a technique that wipes out the earth so we are not eaten by worms. The drunk sells his coat. The thief sells his mother. Only the poet sells his soul to separate it from the body that he loves. At the end of this poem, Tomas Šalamon writes, Every true poet is a monster. He goes on to explain this in the next lines. Poets are monsters because they destroy things and put them back together in a way that makes them completely different. They build new worlds after they forget about the one they live in. A poet's singing is their poetry, and it reshapes the earth. However, first our own current world must be metaphorically obliterated. However, the poem also shows why the poet does this. As he says, the poet does this so we are not eaten by worms. In other words, poetry provides us with something eternal, something that can live on after we die. Maybe even provide a way to continue existing after we've been buried in the ground. A part of you that is shared with everybody, and until people forget the poem, you are not completely gone. But this is not just the case with the poet themselves. Poetry is for everyone, and everyone is a part of it. This is the reason for the poem being titled Folk Song. A folk song is a traditional song that is often from a particular culture. Tomas Šalamon refers to poetry as singing in his poem already, which makes a connection between the title and the poem. Poetry is passed on and is known to everyone, like a folk song. And in this sense, it helps us to survive. This poem is, in a way, in 2 parts. Though the entire poem is one stanza, the last 4 lines share the riddle quality of the first 4, but they also seem more straightforward. They are clear statements meant to support the original claim made in the beginning of the poem. Out of all 4 of the last lines, the last 2 are the most interesting. Only the poet sells his soul to separate it from the body that he loves. Again, the poem refers to poetry being something that is separate from the body, something greater than mortality. And so poetry makes us immortal, almost. It allows us to part from our physical self. But still, as much as we want to live forever, in every way possible, to live in art, we also yearn for our body. So, poetry is a problem in prompting the poet to leave their body behind, but it is also a solution, allowing people's histories and legacies to live on. Folk Song is a short and sweet poem by Tomas Šalamon about what poetry really is. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Poetry Soup, and I'll see you soon with the next one.